Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
This is Dare to Dream, the go-to podcast for awakened beings ready to explore ET contact, channeling, and the ancient future of the shamanic path. Today's guest on the show is Melissa Fike, multidimensional channel, best-selling author and teacher of the Quantum Akashic Records. She's going to reveal how you can transcend karmic entanglements, anchor into higher states of consciousness, and unlock your divine frequency for this ascension moment. Stay tuned because the insights in this conversation will shift the way you see your journey and how you understand humanity's collective future. And if you'd like to learn more about Melissa, go to melissafike.com. That's F-E-I-C-K.com. And with that, I welcome the amazing Melissa to Dare to Dream. Great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yes, and I wish I wore my matching John Ferris necklace to your necklace. We'll always be sisters in that. Beautiful stuff. So I want to start with Melissa. So many people know about the Akashic Records. It's very out there. It's very fascinating information. But with you, what exactly makes the difference between quantum Akashic Records and different from traditional Earth Akashic Records?
Yeah, so that's a really big undertaking in the respect of there are Earth records, and that's what most people think of the Akashic Records. And that's because those were the records that we were really connecting with and working with for the last, 4,000 years or more. And going beyond, of course, we're always working with those records. But when I think it was around 2014, maybe 2015, I got a full download, and the download, it was like, a download is instantaneous, and sometimes you have to unpack that download. And what they said was, we're ready for the next level of transformation. And what they said is, we have to start working on clearing, concise, and overall patterning. So they called it karmic patterning for my awareness. But basically, it's all those patterns that are holding us back and keeping us in the state of lack, the state of non-movement, and holding back our consciousness because we're holding in a lower consciousness. And what they said was, we want you to start working in these Akashic Records. And of course, being the person I am, I said, oh, Akashic Records, no, I'm not interested in past lives. I'm not interested in any of that. And they said, no. These are from the quantum energy, because the quantum field is all about creation. It's all about possibilities, and it's all about transformation. And how they showed me was that you have Earth records, but the Earth records are literally in stone. So everything that has happened, past, present, future on the Earth plane, is written down in stone in the records. But we're at a new level and a level of consciousness where it's time for us to connect to these quantum Akasha. And when you connect to the quantum Akasha, you are able to transcend lifetimes of information. It holds all the information of creation, of all the universes, of all the galactic beings, all the galactic planetary systems, all of their experiences, all your lifetimes and all those experiences and everything else. And like we had mentioned before, Debbie Solaris and I are friends, and we're always like, oh yeah, we hit the same level. We just call it something different because she's using it more for the galactic records and the information from the galactic records. I was taught, and this is why they wanted me to use these records specifically, was for transformation, for the ascension. So The Earth records are very legitimate and very important. And when you reach the quantum Akasha, you have so much more opportunities, and you also read the Earth records. So it's just a new, not new, but it's a way that people who are at a certain consciousness can really utilize these records for themselves and to help others transform, heal, and so that they can really become who they truly, truly are.
Yeah, you say they and you say downloads. So who exactly are they?
That's a good question. So I work with what they call themselves the Ascension Councils. And this is because at around the same time, I have been channeling, your ascended masters and some star beings and other things like that. But what happened was, my acceleration was all about, like, right now you're here for the ascension. Nothing else matters. Like, nothing else matters. Even your day-to-day life, even what you think matters, nothing else matters, because your mission here is for the ascension. And I knew that. I probably knew that about around 2000 when I first started hearing about the ascension. And I had been doing my work way before that, but the ascension came into my awareness around 2000. And I was like, oh, that's what I'm here for. Like, all this evolution to enlightenment, to activate who we truly are and embody that energy. So, because of that, and because I'm here to help people with the ascension, these beings and guides and ascended masters, but mostly star beings. And so I work mostly with the Arcturians, the Lyrans, the Palladians, the Sirians, the Andromedans, and a few more scattered. What happens is they'll bring me. Like, I don't go. It's not like on my timeline, it's on their timeline. So if I go into a altered state, I will just be brought there. And then it's different beings. So it's not like it's the same people all the time. I'll say people loosely, obviously. So it's not always the same beings. And they'll say, here's information about this, here's information about that. And they also channel through me. So I don't know who's going to be present within the channel. I just move out of the way, and I channel a lot of different beings. So they actually sometimes, from what I understand from them, is I will channel different, I call them collective consciousnesses. And then I also, here's like 10 Arcturians, and they're literally speaking through me. So they call themselves, for me, the Ascension Councils, because it's not just one council. It shifts and changes. Sometimes I'm with a lot of Lyrans and some Sirians, and they're channeling through certain information. And then the next time I'm working with a lot of Arcturians. So my mission here is just for the Ascension, for the collective. I don't talk to them about my own life. I don't talk to them about what I need. Or sometimes I'll say, hey, if you really want me to do this work, please shift something, help show me how, bring me whatever I need to help this move a little easier for me if this is what is in alignment. But I don't use them as my guide. They have made it clear that they are only here for you all, not for me.
That's amazing. That sounds so fun, by the way, to get to go into a trance and not always know who's going to show up and spend time with them and receive this information. And thank you for the work you do, because that's a really big mission that you are clearly here for us. And you're aware of that and aligned with that. Kudos. I know you're going to be channeling for everybody here and doing an activation a little later. What about the soul's divine frequency? Because you talk about accessing that. What does that frequency feel like? Soul's divine frequency. What does it feel like? And how can people who are listening tune into it themselves?
Yeah, the best way always is through heart consciousness because we tend to bypass the heart a lot. And I know everyone talks about it, but what I was shown a long time ago, it's all about the spiritual heart. Now, that is not talked about a lot. It's not the heart chakra. The spiritual heart is something that the ancient Vedas and some gurus here or there talk about. It's not a, something that we talk about in the spiritual world, but it's really about opening up that inner channel so that you can be who you are. The other piece of that to help open up your heart chakra and your spiritual heart is by some people would call it shadow work. What I do in my personal practice is the shadow of the shadow work. So my work isn't for the weak of heart, to be honest, because I will get to places that people are like, I would have never seen how all of that is entangled. So when I'm in the quantum Akashic records, I will literally see how your lack frequency is entangled, and how all these pieces are holding you back from anchoring in your higher self. And that is what soul alignment is and soul frequency is. It's embodying your higher consciousness. And it's very difficult to anchor in your higher consciousness if you're holding on to dense energies, fear, anger, pain, control, old traumas, big, because that will be anchored into the cellular memory like glue, and it will glue you into a place of non-movement, of feeling stuck, of feeling unworthy, and not feeling like you can move forward easily without being pulled backward. And what I feel and see, because I've seen this in thousands of clients, is as they work through those shadows and work past the traumas that get anchored in the energy field, they have more availability to bring in more of their higher consciousness. Because that dense material, it's dense. It, think of it like, think of it like this rock, right? It's so dense, nothing's going to get in. So this is the lower states of consciousness. This is your anger, your fear, your pain. And, the trickle energy of your higher self goes, oh, I'm trying, but I can't get through, And as soon as that dissipates and you're able to let go of that energy and transcend it, then your higher self just automatically comes more online. And that's the soul frequency. And what you can do, and what I encourage people to do is if you choose, I mean, I'm not plugging this, if you go to melissafike.com/love, I actually have a great meditation that is all about giving and receiving love. And it's a super high vibration. It was channeled through the Ascension Councils. It was a random, if I told you the whole story, you'd be like, that was random. but they told me, record this. And I was like, okay. And it was just, I re-recorded it nicely, obviously. But it's all about giving and receiving love. And doing that does open up that heart chakra more and also lets you dissipate some of that density in the energy field. Because we're not here to be dense anymore. Dense energy is old frequency. We're here for consciousness, period. Consciousness, higher consciousness, preferably.
Higher consciousness. And I want to just remind people that was melissafike.com/love. And we'll have all the links in the show notes. That sounds amazing. I love everything you're saying. I think I love it so much. Anything to do with the stars, of course, the galactics for me. And you're couching it in terms I haven't heard before. So that's exciting. One of the terms you used earlier on is karma. And we all know that karma is, well, really depends on your point of view. Some people believe in it, some people don't, etc. But there are certainly karmic patterns, and those can get entangled across lifetimes, those can get entangled across dimensions, multi dimensions, all of that. So when you use, Melissa, the quantum Akashic records, how do you see that? How do you see those threads of karma and help us to transcend those?
Yeah. So this is the thing with karma. Before I answer how to transcend those, I'm going to just say first is that remember, karma isn't about like I killed you in last lifetime, you're going to kill me now. That's not karma. Karma is part of the earth. This is according to the Ascension Councils, according to the Akashic Records on the quantum. Karma is part of the consciousness right now of the earth plane because, and only because, we are still in dense material. So, if you don't have any issues with anyone in the world, if everyone you hold such a high vibration that you have no discontent, that you have not one inkling of fear, you don't get a little like crinkly and crunchy with situations, then of course you probably don't have any karma. But if you have any experiences, like most humans, a human experience, then it's a karmic pattern. And that's the way we want you to look at it. Not as you one lifetime, one lifetime, one lifetime. And that's what they said is over. So that's why people think karma's over. No, it's not. It's the lifetime after lifetime karmic patterns are over. It's the encompassing energy. And this is because we're here to transcend it in a way that will help everyone be more who they are and to allow ourselves to be okay with being human and not being afraid to look at being human and not bypassing our issues, which I see a lot of spiritual people do. They're like, my higher chakras only. And when you do that, you are actually disengaging from the possibilities of transcendence. And it's not easy because when you are clearing in the quantum Akasha, when you are looking at these karmic patterns, remember, you are a sperm and an egg, right? You're a galactic being, you're multidimensional, you're a higher self, all those things, but you're also a human. So you are a sperm and an egg. So you inherit certain karmic patterns from your family in order to incarnate here. And this is super important and very, very interesting. A few years ago, somebody said to me, well, I'm a star seed. I've never incarnated here. So I don't have any karmic patterns here. And so I, of course, my curiosity, I was like, well, what does that mean? Because I feel like there's a truth to this, but what does that really mean? And what they said to me was even if you've never incarnated here ever, you still, because of the matrix of this experience, you still have to bring in karmic patterns. And what they showed me, I'm getting kind of like some chills, what they showed me about my own lifetime was I had not incarnated here for a really, really long time. I borrowed some lifetimes from other people. I also borrowed a lifetime or two from family members, and I also brought in some karmic patterns from them. And this is because I can't be here without being human. If I did that, then I would just be some being that would come in a light body, wouldn't I? So I'm not saying everyone is like this. I am just giving you what I was shown because I had, in order to do my mission here, I had to work through some really big things. And I was super empathic. Like, I was so empathic as a child. I wish I had understood. Like, everybody's like, you're so sensitive. I had no idea, no clue. But then I was always looking. That's my Scorpio moon. I'm always like, what's deeper? What's deeper? But what I realized is that when we are looking to transcend these things, we have to be okay with being human and love that part of us and love other beings. Because I can't just love the Palladians and be like, I just love you, Palladians, the humans. Because when you do that, you are actually disengaging from who you truly are. Because you can't anchor in your higher self if you push away the humanness. Because we can't raise our consciousness as a collective if we push away our humanness, if that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. That was actually very profound to listen to, and I resonate so much with you as a what was considered to be an overly sensitive child, Scorpio moon, all of that, very much so, and so fascinating also because I've never heard anyone say they had to borrow lifetime memories, karmic patterns. So I am imagining when you say that, Melissa, that must have been, on one hand, very dense clearing to take on for you, and hopefully the other people benefited as well. And then on the other hand, I'm just imagining there is some modicum of detachment at some level of releasing this karma. Because it really never was yours. Does that fit?
Yes and no. This is the thing. A lot of star seeds are what I call the spiritual adventurers. They're like, they get rung up and they're like, hey, do you want to go incarnate in Earth when it's the craziest time ever? And they're all like, some are like, I think I'll just stay in my like little comfort zone over here. But a lot of us are like, F yes, I'm in. I'm in. I'm gonna do it. I know. I remember like being like, oh, it's that time, isn't it? Okay,
Oh,
yes, I'm
wow.
doing it. Like, yes, because and I think so many, when I experience other people and I talk to other starseeds, I'm like, oh yeah, that is exactly what people have done. So yeah, you have to borrow it so you know. Now, all of a sudden, I have things that I have tra already transcended are coming back into my whole experience as a soul. And I knew that coming in, and I'm okay with that. Now, it wasn't a detachment. What I have been practicing really, really, really diligently is non-attachment, because I don't believe in detaching. Like, I don't want to detach from any emotion, any experience, any anything. What I do believe is that I want to be non-attached, which means my ego, right? The egoic self is no longer in control, no longer try. When it does, because it will try, it'll be like, it'll go into stealth mode and go, hey, Melissa, why don't you just be mad at that person for doing that? And we'll go all stealthy. And I'm like, no, dude, I listen to my higher self. My higher consciousness is the one. Thank you so much for, I appreciate your crazy, but I'm choosing something different. And I encourage people to do that, actually. So I have been practicing non-attachment. And I had a big tragedy recently, and I know, I was like, oh, here's another level of my non-attachment. I'm not going to detach from my feelings, from my experiences, because I'm still human and I
Absolutely.
want to be human and I love humans. Humans just fascinate me. That's why I think that I was like, oh yeah, I want to go do this because I came in the year I was born because I know frequency wise, I was here to be at this place in this time. That was when it was. That's what was supposed to happen. And I have no question. I orchestrated it. Did I know that 30 years ago? Hell no. Was I a hot mess? Oh yeah. Have I been a hot mess? Absolutely. Because this is the thing. People are like, I have to be the exalted being. No, don't bypass. Don't create spiritual ego. I was taught that by my first teachers who were super spiritual ego and super bypassers. And were very in a fear mongering. Like they loved fear. They talked a lot about fear. And they talked a lot about other things. But what I was shown at that time, thank God I had those teachers, because I said, no, I'm going to watch that. And I have watched it forever. And I help other people as well with that.
This is something that makes me crazy about metaphysical beliefs and teachings and what people put out there, because metaphysicians are taught you create your reality. Metaphysicians are taught be at the highest frequency, think good thoughts, say good things, cancel, all of that stuff. And while I deeply agree and appreciate with all of that, I also think, I mean, this is a weird way to say it, there's a time and a place, but I mean, there's a time and a place. And I feel like you can't supersede what is realistically happening and jump all the way over into the lovely thoughts, the lovely words, the lovely visions, and all the stuff, because all the gunk in between is actually what's going to create your reality if you don't deal with it. And occasionally, I come across somebody, I'm just so particular about who I let into my life. And occasionally, someone's in my life, and I'll be sharing something because I have some major heavy stuff happening with my soulmate, who's a dog. And it's been quite the journey since April. And I am so aware how spiritual this journey is, how much I am growing massively, constantly. And I thank her for agreeing to show me all this stuff and be that person to love so deeply that I would necessitate me going through this, but I've experienced all of this to say I've experienced, for instance, sharing this with somebody who I feel close to, and just what's going on with Shelby the dog, and here's the deal, and like, oh well, you have to be happy, you have to be clear about if you're going to take action in surgery that it will be this, and you can't go into that, and I'm like, I just don't agree. And frankly, it makes me feel very shut down that this is just not a place where I can talk about this stuff because the reality is the reality. And the choices I have to make are the choices. I'm doing an amazing job considering everything. And I've got a team. I don't do this stuff alone. So, what I hear you saying, Melissa, like, this is the mishigas, that's a Yiddish word. This is the craziness that gets in the way of us actually performing in the dream way we've always thought metaphysically we should be performing. And I agree with you. I think you need to get into the grit. And I think you need to take a look at what you bring to the party and why these patterns keep appearing and work through stuff, but also feel the feels. Like, there's no reason to pretend they're not there. But I always say also feel the feels, and at some point they do transmute of their own accord. If you really go there, they shift and become way lighter.
Way lighter. I agree with you. Absolutely. It's interesting because what, from another perspective, is what that other person was experiencing, you made them feel uncomfortable with your uncomfortable feelings. So they weren't even able to hold space for you. because they were already uncomfortable with whatever feelings were coming up. And that's more about them, right? Of course, and their own evolution. And I remember people are like, love and light, love and light. And I'm like, yes. I mean, I'm a really super positive person and I'm a really good, I love that. And I also don't believe in like spending the next 3 years in being angry at someone or sad about something. You have moments, but you also can be both as well. But you have to honor when most people, when they are communicating with you, the most important thing is to validate their feelings. Because when you can say, oh, yeah, I can see how that would make you feel, even that will take a moment for them. That will let them, what I call the exhale. Ah, I get that. I really get that. And not everybody's available to
Yeah,
do
exactly.
that.
It is so true. And it is an extraordinary being that can hold space for me, anyone, whatever we're going through, and love all of us exactly as it is in that moment. For everything, this too shall pass, for sure. But in this moment, we're in it and it is what it is. So, yeah, thank you for that reflection. It's very powerful, all of this. And is that what you mean when you say, I go into the shadow of the shadow?
Well, when I go into the shadow, it's not just the feelings. What they said was when I release things in the Akashic Records, in the Quantum Akasha, it's in the in the mental, physical, emotional bodies, in the cellular memory. It is along the genetic line, and it's in the Akashic or Quantum Akasha, and sometimes culturally depending. So you use a Yiddish root word. And I'll use that as an example. So Jewish heritage, that bloodline, has a different karmic patterns than someone who is European. But like people who are in the US, and I'm taking Jewish heritage out of that, but people like me, I don't have any culture. I have no culture. I have no cultural karma. But other people do. Asian, Jewish a lot, Black, Native
Absolutely,
American. I've
Spanish.
worked with all Spanish. So because of that, I can clear those karmic, that's it, there's a cultural aspect in that. That's really, really cool. But what happens is it's not just clearing the karmic patterns. It's the reason the ego keeps them. Oh yeah. That's interesting.
It is
Because people
interesting.
don't think about that. Nobody does this work. Nobody does that. When I train people in my Akashic Record certification, I'm like, look, you have to get to the reason the ego keeps it. Because as soon as you transcend the reason the key ego keeps something, that will be gone. So I'm going to take, can I give you a quick example of
I would
that?
love that,
All right,
yes.
great. So one of the core wounds that people have is grief. It's a core wound. It's across everything, everything. And the core wound of grief, when you work on the core wound of grief, and there's a specific way to do it that I do in teaching, but basically you have to go for what you're grieving at a core level, at a soul level, what you grieve. And what you sacrificed as a human to be in a human form. And when you're working on that core, one of the things you have to find out is why does the ego keep that core wound? Or why does the ego keep that trauma that happened to you at 5 years old when you were abused, right? Because the ego will say, and I've heard this a thousand times. Look, I have this weird ability to see people's ego, to see past, and I see their Like I see who they truly are, but then I'll hear things. I'm like, oh, that's their ego. Oh, that's her. It's just I know I was trained on this way before I was human, so it's just part of my makeup. But what you'll do is like, why does the ego keep that trauma? Is because the ego will say, well, it keeps me safe having that trauma, keeping abuse. But the law of attraction will. You know, and it's a core, like at a core level in the gut, it would be like, no, this keeps me safe. What would I do without it? Who would I be? Then the other piece is identity. Who would I be without my abuse? How could I be a victim? How could I be angry at people? How could I be hurt? How could I hate my family? So the ego keeps it to run the subconscious programming over and over and over. So when I'm talking about the shadow of the shadow, it's not just the emotion, it's not just the trauma, it's not just the karmic patterns, it's also the reason the ego keeps.
Wow, this sounds incredibly powerful. And I just energetically can only imagine having a session with you. Everything must be different, and there must be an integration time because
No.
it's this.
No integration. Because think about it. You are not your core wounds. You are your higher self. The minute it dissipates, there's no reason to keep it anymore. Integration only happens because the ego gets bitchy and it wants to fight it. It gets kind of like, me. You know, it's a child. Remember, your ego has been developed from the ages of 0 to 7. So it is literally your 7-year-old self in a temper tantrum.
Oh, okay.
It's literally, that's what it is. So there's no integration necessary. As a matter of fact, people after they work with me, they're like, who I was when I started working with you and who I am now, I'm two different people. But
Must
I'll be
be.
honest with you, Debbie. My work is not for the weak of heart. People a lot of times cannot, do not want to go to the depth that I go. But I want to help people who are on mission, who are
Totally.
really here to do their work. And you don't even know have to know what that is, but they're not afraid to go into the muckiness. And some people, their ego's way too strong. A lot of people, their ego is way too developed to transcend. But really, enlightenment and the ascension is really about transcending the ego.
So
And that's why I'm here.
100%. Your Galactic Ascension Council that you've spoken with the different players who show up, what do they feel like their role is right now in humanity's current ascension process? And how do they feel we're doing?
What you have to understand is that they're not here. There's no checklist. There's no, they got that right, they got that wrong, they got that right. Because we're in the tumultuous time when 3D is holding on tight and 5D is enticing. But not enticing enough for 3D to loosen its grip. And the more you get caught up in the 3D, the more you as an individual are making that choice. And it is not about love and light, it's about both, understanding both layers, 3D, 5D, because you can't have one without the other at this frequency in the ascension process. And what we want to share with you is how you are doing as individuals comes into play when you are being more open, vulnerable, and available to your own higher consciousness. When you are too excited and when you are looking only to certain beings to guide you, to help you, and not allowing in your own higher consciousness, that is the key for you. Because each and every individual can only ascend within self, which helps the collective. And we are only here for the collective. We are only here for that frequency. How are you all doing? It is what it is. There's no good, bad, or indifference. And we are consistently trying to guide you into different avenues. For each individual needs certain things at certain times. And your higher self is your key to that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Melissa will be channeling and doing an activation in just a little bit. So I'm going to take a quick pause here, my friends, and I want to invite you deeper into this work. I have something very special for you. This is a free starseed video and report so you can discover your galactic origins, your ancestry. Go to debbie-dashinger.com/Starseed. That's Debbie with an I and Dachinger with a C. DebbieDachinger.com/Starseed. And if you are ready for profound personal transformation, join me as I'm leading the next monthly galactic shamanic healing. This is 90 minutes of powerful group clearing activations and soul alignment. You can sign up at debbie-dashinger.com/healing. And this next session, we're going to be working with our animal allies, specifically spirit medicine of the owl, of the wolf, and of the cheetah. Plus, we're going to be doing some timeline shifts and inviting in the luminous beings to work with us. debbie-dashinger.com/healing. And you can join me and Melissa. We are both speaking and cruising on the adventure of a lifetime. I think it's 11 days, 10 nights, Greece and Turkey. Yes, we're going to be speaking aboard the Mystery School at Sea. And that's mysteryschoolatsea.com. We invite you to sign up and join us. It's March 2026, and aboard the cruise, many amazing speakers, including Laura Eisenhower, Debbie Solaris, Melissa, Geraldine Orozco, Vivian Chavez, Judy Weaver, Vincent Jenna, me, and Neil Gore. So we're all there. March 2026. People are leaving deposits right now for their cabins. We'd love you to come with us and get to know you. Again, that's mysteryschoolatsea.com. And finally, if this conversation is sparking something in you, share it with somebody who's going to benefit from listening to this. Your support by subscribing, please subscribe, commenting, thank you for your comments, and sharing helps us reach far more starseeds and lightworkers all around the world. Thank you. I do read them all and look at them all. And with that, I'm going to bring Melissa back to the show. And Melissa, is this a good time for you to do an activation and or channeling for us?
Oh yeah, they already came in. So they've been here. Yeah, they've been working. They've been feeding me a little bit. So yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I felt them too. And that was right
Yeah.
before we took a break. They were definitely fully in. And I'll leave this in your capable hands.
Okay. So what they're saying is we will do an activation, and my sense is that they're going to, as they're sharing whatever they share, there will be an activation. So you can close your eyes if you can. I know podcasts, sometimes I listen to them like working out or something else, but if you can, and you can always come back and do that as well. So if you can, you can close your eyes because we will be being activated the whole time. Because as soon as they come in, that is part of what I do is I bring through codex for the ascension through the ascension councils. So just give me a second because I think I'm going to go into a pretty strong trance. So give me a minute.
Deep breaths and let's close our eyes if you can and are not driving, etc. And just receive this magnificence.
When we speak of the ascension, we are actually speaking about a normal evolutionary process that happens for all individuals in all planetary systems because the universe is designed for expansion, for creation, and consistency. There is always a movement of energy. Of course, there is a divine blueprint within the ascension process, and each individual consciousness on your earth plane is feeding that evolutionary process and the ascension. So although the blueprint is there, it is being fed, which is very important for you as individuals because your consciousness matters. It is not about chasing the bliss states or hoping for something to shift within your own life. It is about evolving your consciousness, your telepathic abilities, which is how we communicate with you, unless we are working through a channel. It is also a frequency. So we are inviting you to hold space for a frequency download. We bring your awareness into your heart, allowing your heart to open. Take another deep breath. As we bring forth the codex for each individual and hold space for your own energy field, we can do through this through space and time. We are bringing through a specific activation for the heart energy to anchor that into the physical form a little more, because that will help activate the cellular structure of galactic memories. Your galactic memories have to come through your heart consciousness. And this is because the divine love frequency is the galactic wisdom. It holds the galactic wisdom. We then activate your energy field, opening and expanding it out. Like a spiral. This will help you feel more grounded and more connected. We are the Palladians, and we are bringing forth the energy of activation for you for the light codex for your light body beaming it into your energy cells. We are bringing that through the energy cellular structure to help you open up your own channel to your own higher beingness or consciousness. Take a deeper breath into your body and surrender a little more to the process. We understand this is a different frequency than your day-to-day life, so it may feel different. As we are activating your frequencies and your higher self to bring more of that through, we will share some important wisdom that will be infused within your consciousness to help you bring forth your own, what you would call the soul purpose, to help you understand that a little more. Each individual being has a understanding that it keeps a certain wisdom code that also comes through the generational experiences of each human. You think you are only opening to the galactic codes, but you are evolving as a species. When each individual species evolves, it has to evolve the consciousness of that species. So we are helping you bring forth your own conscious wisdom for the human genetic codex that your family has brought through for a very long time. Yes, we are guiding you, and you came to help the ascension of the species and the planetary system you call the Earth or the Gaia. We understand that it's easier for the human to disengage from the human because of the density and the lack of neutrality within the system. And you are here as the collective. We honor each being that you may call the star being or the light being worker. Each individual, no matter what identity you are choosing, if you are choosing a path of service to all, then you are choosing the ascension, which comes through the heart. As we activate the heart frequency, we hold space for all the humans in the world to be embraced within the heart energies, within the heart consciousness, and the fullest wisdom. We honor you and respect your choice to be a part of this process for all. We hold you in the heart consciousness of our collective energy as a Venusian. And we help you love yourself more, regardless of how the human sees you. Each human sees only the human. We see you. all of you. Take a deep breath into the heart. Open up the energy, bringing forth your truest nature of creation. For when creation and love are intertwined and calibrated, you have the availability to bring forth more of your creative source from your soul essence. And it is so uniquely yours. It is not just one or the other. As we weave in your creative source energy within your energy field and your cellular structure and your heart at the same time, we are so honored and love you so much. Take another deep breath in. As you breathe into your body, breathe it into your body, in through your nostrils, bring it in through your body, into your gut, into your womb area, and exhaling naturally. As you bring it into the body, we are able to weave this frequency more. Just keep breathing in through the nostrils into the body. And as we are weaving in this energy of creativity and heart frequency for you, we want to share that truth is always relative in the earth experience. Because in this moment, your perception comes from one angle. The truth is only one of oneness and love. That is the ultimate truth. And when you hold that in your energy field and how you navigate your life through oneness and truth, oneness and creation, you become the frequency that helps to evolve all through the living light energies of oneness and grace. Take another deep breath in as this activation integrates within your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies and reverberates out into the universe and into the universe and into the whole and into the universe and the whole. This activation will be happening for the next 48 hours for you, no matter what time experience you are in. And it will be happening through your sleep states or most of the time when you are in that energy of that, what you call the alpha theta or the delta brainwave state to help you bring forth more of that energy. And we are so grateful for this time and your experience here. We are grateful for the beings who have shown up for you and our beautiful hostess.
Thank you so much. That was so powerful. And I am swimming in it right now. Thank you for gracing us with that experience. I love that it's going to keep going for 48 hours. Really quite a gift. And man, right away, so relaxing. Just whoosh. I could feel it, and then very interesting to be in that. How do you feel?
I'm still in two worlds. I
Okay.
ground pretty fast, but woo.
Well, we'll gently, gently bring you back. Let's start with you and I on the celebrity cruise going to the Mediterranean. And Mystery School at Sea, March 2026. This is your first time, right? Doing this with
First time.
Portal to Ascension.
Yes. Neil was at my house and he was like, "Do you want to do it?" And I said, "Yeah, it's Greece. Who doesn't?"
Exactly. Yeah, we're stopping a lot, many ports, but we're going to the ancient sites. This is what I'm so excited about. And we'll be having folks explain everything to us. We'll be having an entire mystery school experience. And while we're on the ship, we're all speaking. So that's part of, like, you're not paying any extra to come hear us speak, nor to have dinner with us or hang out with us during the day. And it's really fun. I mean, I did the Yucatan cruise last year, and just you build these relationships you probably wouldn't at another event where you're running around. In this case, you really are together building community. Tell me what you're looking forward to, Melissa.
Well, I'm looking forward to everyone who's going to be on the cruise. All the people, just I like that in-person connection and communication and heart-to-heart experience. I'm really excited to, hang out with you and all the other people like Neil and Debbie and Geraldine. And I'm also, I love Greece. So I'm excited about the mystery school experience and immersing ourselves in the full embodiment of old wisdom becoming and recalibrating into our own ascension process right now.
Beautiful. My goodness, you're even making me excited. Great points of view. And I want to say to anybody who's interested, don't wait, because they really do shut this down at some point. I saw it last year. Don't wait. If you feel the call to be on this, then go to mysteryschoolatsea.com. All you need to do is leave a deposit. If you would like to travel with a friend or a loved one, you do get a reduced rate for the two of you. And there will come a point when you're filling out the form, specifically, it will say referral, and you have to click on one of the names. Please click on Melissa Fike. I'm going to get that name right, Fike, like bike, or Debbie Dashinger. Click for one of us so that we get the credit for you being there. Very important. And what Melissa said, so true. This community, this being together, and this mystery school experience. Go to mysteryschoolatsea.com. And Melissa, tell us, where can people find you? What are you working on?
People can find me at melissafike.com. It's Feick. And actually, if you just Google me, I'm on the internet all over. I also have my book, Radical Approach to the Akashic Records, that will give you some of the information that I shared today as well. That has been a Kindle bestseller for, I don't know, I think going on 6 years right now. I've been around the block. I'm also going to be publishing my next book. It's all about quantum Akashic Records manifesting, and it's all about clearing out the lack programming that we have to so that we can create more easily in our world. And I also have a community on school, 5D Quantum Mastery. And that is where I actually do all of my events, my full moon stuff, my channeling is all on there. And it's 7 days free. So if you look on my website, you'll find that as well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, and this is Dare to Dream. What do you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals? You're up to so much. What haven't you created?
You know what? I am always open to whatever is possible. I'm open to some fun possibilities. That's what I dare to dream. Like just some juicy, fun, like, oh, and here's a cruise. Yes, please. You know, like that wasn't in my awareness at all. And maybe it's not even in the people who are listening to us. Maybe they never thought about going to Greece in a cruise. And now all of a sudden it's in their awareness. There's your new juicy opportunity to expand your consciousness and to be in a group of people who really hold space for creation, for galactic connection, and for connecting to the mysteries.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really enjoyed this.
Yes, me too. Thank you. I love you. You're amazing.
I love you as well, Melissa. And folks, I end today's show with this reminder. As Melissa reminds us, the quantum Akashic records are not just a library of the past. They are a living, multidimensional field of possibility when we release karmic entanglements and align with our soul's divine frequency. We step into the truth of who we are, infinite beings co-creating the ascension of humanity and Earth. This has been Dare to Dream for curious souls connecting to extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, leave a comment, and share. And next week on the podcast, I'm speaking to the great granddaughter of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Laura Eisenhower is back, and she is a global alchemist, an intuitive astrologist, and internationally acclaimed speaker. And although in the past Laura and I have gone exceptionally galactic, this time we're going into the cosmos, astrology, and the astrology of Earth and what's influencing all of us right now. Thank you for joining us today on Dare to Dream. And remember, leave a comment and share. We love that you're on this journey too.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, your number one transformation conversation.